Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin is trading around $108,000, Ethereum near $2,700, and Solana around $172. The CoinDesk 20 index dipped by nearly 1% as Solana fell 2.1%, while Uniswap and Polkadot led gains. Cyclop notes a historical pattern that suggests a new Bitcoin peak between November and December of 2025, ahead of the next halving. On-chain data show whales shifting from accumulation to distribution, hinting at a possible market top as options expiry exceeding $10 billion looms around 95 to 105,000. GameStop added 4,710 Bitcoin to its treasury, joining Strategy and MicroStrategy in corporate adoption. Metaplanet issued 21 million in bonds to reach 78% of its 10,000 Bitcoin goal. Norway-based K33 secured financing for 6.2 million in Bitcoin, while SOL Strategies filed a $1 billion shelf prospectus, and DeFi Development Corp became the first public company to use liquid staking on Solana. Vivo Power closed a $121 million share placement to build an XRP treasury with Saudi backing. Conduit raised $36 million to scale stablecoin cross-border payments, and Rob Haddock will join its board. Volta and Fosun unveiled FinChain in Hong Kong to issue real-world assets via Banking OS and XSAT. Ledger's Crypto Life Visa card will launch in the US on June 30th, with 1% cashback in Bitcoin or USDC. The UK regulator is gathering feedback on a stablecoin framework to prevent future failures. Australia's ASIC filed civil penalty proceedings against a former ACX director over fund mismanagement, exceeding $22.8 million. Bybit secured a MiCA license in Austria, and the Bank of Russia cleared non-deliverable crypto derivatives for qualified investors. Pakistan announced a national Bitcoin reserve and allocation of 2,000 megawatts for mining and AI. A new Linux malware campaign is hijacking exposed Docker endpoints to mine the privacy coin Dero with self-spreading containers. Circle froze $58 million in USDC in Solana wallets tied to a political token scandal. MetaMask now supports Solana, and Telegram's xAI chatbot deal remains unfinalized, triggering Toncoin volatility. Practical blockchain innovations shine with Wingbit's flight tracking and Exolab's edge computing. ZK LoRa and ZK Shelling Coin promise privacy in AI. NFKings launched its ONA protocol for real-world asset NFTs, and Pundi AI rebranded its FX token while joining NVIDIA's program. Pre-sale projects include Mind of Pepe raising $10.8 million for its AI trading assistant token and staking yields over 216%. Shiba Inu faces resistance after whale volumes plunged and trades inside a triangle pattern suggesting a 17% move. Cardano consolidates near 0.75 and XRP profitability tops 90% on-chain. Navigating the cryptoverse was a bit like racing through the neon grids of an 80s arcade without losing a quarter. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.